produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee of the USA.
The Bible says there were ten virgins, five of them were wise, but there were some foolish ones too. And the foolish ones had a penalty for being what? Foolish. Not planning, not preparing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But you want to be covered by the blood of Jesus. So I want the same promises to be manifested in my life that the Bible says is available to me. And so I've got to preach to you and I've got to teach you, amen, how that you want the same promises to be available. Come on, somebody. Amen. You want them to be available. And he says that the way to do it is we escape it. Come on, somebody, by escaping the dictates of the lust. The Bible says all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the what? Pride of life. You know, pride is behind all this murder. Y'all know that, right? Pride is behind all this murder. It's behind hatred, too. It's behind jealousy, too. It's behind envy, too. Yeah, pride is behind it. Pride is behind it. Remember, I was talking to y'all, those of you who are on the Zoom call, we got into the gifts of the Spirit, and we fell over into discerning the spirits, right? And it is the ability given by the Holy Ghost to discern, to look at a situation and go, I see exactly what spirit is that we got working here, right? And so, amen, pride is behind it, the lust of the flesh. Flesh makes you desire sin. It makes you desire missing the mark. It makes you desire things that feel good to the body, but they're bad for your future. There's so many things that feel good to the body, but it's bad for your future. It made sense at the time. Come on, somebody. And 5 minutes after you get through, you know this was a bad decision. I knew it was a bad decision before I made it. But all of a sudden, I came into this crazy moment. Well, when I needed to make a decision, somehow I justified doing it. I made it. Come on. The flesh allowed me to believe that it was not so bad. And now there's a repercussion. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, Pastor Randa, the Lord gave her this revelation years ago. Never make a long-term decision based on a short-term need. Never find yourself in a pinch, in a bind, and you do something that's going to have a long-lasting effect on you because you're in a temporary pinch. You're in a situation that God will solve if you let him. You're in a situation that God will solve. Come on, if you just back up off of. I have learned that things that seem to be bigger than me, things that I can't seem to maybe solve, things that I work at and struggle with, you know what I'm saying? But if I've learned that, you know what? It's not that it's bigger than me. It's not that it can't be solved. It's not that it can't be fixed. I just don't know how to do it. But when I pursue God, you hear what I'm saying? God will show me a way. Sometimes he'll do it for me. See, that is a part of the exceeding great and precious promises. Are you hearing what I'm saying? For the Lord, amen, is giving you wisdom. We would just come out of a wisdom shift conference, right? The Lord will give you wisdom. I have learned that wisdom is better than a lot of things, including money. Wisdom. I've learned, amen, how, come on somebody, hallelujah. It's like, okay, you know, I haven't figured this out yet, but I'm not going to settle on this is a lost case. Because the only problem is I haven't figured it out. But there is a solution, and God's got it. I remember when I used to lose my keys. I give you just a small. When I was young, I used to lose my keys a lot. You know, the movie, The Absent Mind, the Professor? I used to lose my keys a lot. Can do math upside down, but can't keep up with my keys. I'm talking about 19, 20, 21, 22. Used to lose my keys a lot, right? When I got saved, I stopped losing keys. You hear what I'm saying? Because the Holy Ghost first gave me wisdom on how to do something with my keys before I lose them, so they'll be where they're supposed to be. Secondly, when I did get displaced from my keys, I asked the Holy Ghost, where are my keys? And then give him a minute. He wouldn't just jump up and go, they right there underneath the thing over in the back of the cell. Give him a minute. He said, retrace your steps. There you go. Are y'all hearing me? Hallelujah. And so, amen. So he helps us, and we have these promises to where he'll give us wisdom and insight. He'll talk to us and show us what we need to know, and so that we can hear what we need to hear. Come on, somebody. So that we can have success in areas where we've had failure in the past. It ought to get better and better. Come on, somebody. And so I'm expecting him, now that I know by the Holy Ghost, once I got saved and I learned through the Word of God, that there's supernatural recall in there. Yeah, there's a good memory in the Bible. If you don't have one, there's one in the Bible. Dump your memory, get the one out the Bible. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Yeah, if you got a messed up memory, just drop that boy. See it right here? It talks about, amen, escaping the corruption that is in the world through love. Get out of the stuff that's in the old man and that's not transformed and not renewed. Come on, somebody. And not manifesting the glory of God. And just get a new mind out of the scriptures. If a man be in Christ, he is a new what? Creation. Old things have passed away and all things what? Have become new. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Amen. Go get a new one. You got a messed up liver? Come on, somebody. Dump that one. Get a new one. How you going to get a new one? Amen. God, you own everything. You own the cattle on 1,000 hills. The Bible says, amen, in Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, chastised our people's upon which his stripes we are healed. I know you not got new body parts. Come on, somebody. And so, amen, I don't want to have to go get one from the doctor, so I'm going to use Psalms 107:20. He sent his word and healed them. Are y'all hearing me? Amen, somebody. Lord, I don't know how to do this, but he does. The Bible says we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Holy Ghost makes intercession for us. That means he prayed for what you need when you didn't know what you needed it, so you can get it. So get in the Holy Ghost so you can get what you need when you need it, because there's a word from God to speak to every situation in your life. And so he says they're exceeding great and precious promises, and I got one battle I got to fight. That's the battle of the flesh. Keep my body down. Keep my body down. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes I got to add a little fasting to a church. I know you don't want to hear that word. I don't want to hear it either. Sometimes you got to turn your plate down a little bit. Amen, somebody. You got to turn it down. Amen. Come on. So you can be renewed. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Jesus, when it was time for his ministry, he went somewhere for 40 days and 40 nights. And it says that he came out of that decision in power. Sometimes if all your normal processes you go through, if you feel like there's a glass ceiling in heaven, if you feel like, amen, go in there and turn it down, amen, because when you turn your plate down, come on, somebody, you turn your flesh down. Your flesh will scream. That's what's asking you for some food. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me right now. God said, it's okay. It's all right. You've been fasting for an hour. Go ahead. You can eat something. The Lord, you feed me. That's the one we got to defeat. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And Paul said, I die what? Daily. Go on over to Ricky's house. No, I'm not going over to Ricky's house. Come on, come on. Come on, young lady. If I go to Ricky's house, ain't going to be nobody over there but me and Ricky. And I know Ricky is touchy-feely. Ricky will start unlocking some stuff and touching some places that I don't need touched. Come on, somebody. Amen. And then I'm going to be in trouble. And while I'm way over here, let me go and make the right decision. Because when I get over there, I might not be able to make the right decision. And you know, Ricky not just touch and feel it. He talk to you. He tell you, well, girl, you know, well, you know, come on, baby. Just no, hold on now. It's just me and you. Come on now. Wait a minute now. Hold on now. I tell you what. Let me just kiss you. That's all I'm going to do is kiss you. That lying Ricky. Lying flesh control Ricky. Come on here, somebody. That's the only one we got to defeat. So defeat him, nip it in the bud. Get that thing early. Hallelujah. Come on here. Amen. Because when we do this, we have access to exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. Hallelujah. It says the world, watch this. Let me read this again. It says the world has immoral freedom. That's why the world said, we don't want nothing to do with God. We don't want nothing to do with church. We don't want to hear what you got to say. Don't bring that in there. We don't want prayer in school. We don't want the word. We don't want none of that foolishness. That's what they call foolishness, right? We don't want none of that because we want freedom. We want freedom to do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But the problem is, it is an immoral freedom. And that's when all of this concupiscence comes into play. That's when all this, are you hearing what I'm saying? That's when all this perversion comes in. Yeah, if it feels good, do it. I don't know how some of this stuff could feel good. I don't. That's when it comes into play. Because the flesh is on parade. It is running amok. And it is no respect. It's just like God. It is no respect of person. If you'll try it, it'll work you for it. Are you hearing me? It is, the flesh is not subject unto God. It is enmity against God. In other words, the flesh has no fear in being God's enemy. In other words, the flesh will talk to you about doing something that is in direct disobedience to God. Without remorse, without repentance. Your flesh can't repent. You can, but your flesh can't. So that's why you can't let it drive. It can't be on parade. It can't. This is not your day. Flesh, this is not your day. You're not having a day. Are you hearing me? Make a plan. I think I heard Denzel Washington say, make a plan every day. Even if your plan is to get out of the day, make a plan. So get up every day and say, my plan is to not let the flesh win. My plan is to defeat the flesh. That's one of my goals today. Are you hearing me? That's one of my goals. My goal, come on somebody, amen, is to walk in the Spirit. Because when I walk in the Spirit, I'm going to have access to these promises, and the Holy Ghost is going to talk to me, and then wisdom is going to come into play, knowledge is going to come into play, understanding is going to come into play, faith is going to be working, because I'm walking in obedience, and the God kind of faith only works and flourishes in that kind of environment. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I can mind the things that I may need to mind and be, amen, heavily engaged in the things that I need to be heavily engaged in. For by these, He has bestowed on us His precious and magnificent promises of inexpressible value. Somebody say inexpressible value. Woo. So that by them you may escape, y'all. Y'all hear me out there? From the what? Immoral freedom. There's an immoral freedom that wants to trap you. There's a freedom that is a bondage. And that's an oxymoron, isn't it? There is a freedom that is a bondage. The Bible says there is a freedom that's a bondage. The world is in a freedom that has bound them. They're bound by an immoral freedom. You can do what you want to do. You grown. I put my pants on same way he put his pants on. All those comments, right? Pride decisions. Flesh decisions. Bling, bling decisions. The lust of the eyes. Bling, bling. What you see. How you hear me? What you see, what you hear, what you taste, right? All those things influence and affect you. Come on, somebody. You can probably avoid the cake if you don't eat some of it. Once you eat some of it, a spoonful turns into two pieces. Amen, somebody. A spoonful becomes two pieces. And somebody better take the plate because the two pieces might be four pieces before you get your hands around the situation. Before you can get yourself together, it might be four pieces before you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Four pieces and bloated. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. I just wasted. I worked out for 3 weeks and I done messed it up with this cake right here. I let this cake do that to me. Somebody say amen to this tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, so that they may escape from the immoral freedom that is in the world because of disreputable desire. See, you have a desire that is disreputable. Yeah. See, your fleshly desires has a bad reputation. If you're pulling on in any way or in any circle by any person, including somebody that lives in your house, it is because you let the flesh in. You let it work. Are you hearing me? Amen. And become sharers of a divine nature. Go to verse 5. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to get us back in the KJV. Amen. And it says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. So you got to start with what? What you got to start with? What you got to start with? Yeah. In order to operate in the divine, come on, precious promises, right? You got to add to your faith. What did you got to add to it? Virtue. Virtue. What did Jesus, virtue can mean a number of things, but one thing it means, Jesus said, amen, that lady over there that got healed, virtue went out of me and made that happen. So faith brings the essence of the spirit into your life, into your body if it's a physical thing, into your mind if it's a mental thing. Are you hearing me? Into your bank if it's a financial thing. Are y'all hearing me? You don't have any trouble. All you need is faith in God. You can drive the nicest car next week. Are you hearing me? And I hate to sound materialistic because y'all know that I'm not. Somebody else may think that I am, but I'm not. But what I'm actually doing is, for those of you who don't know me, what I'm actually doing is just speaking to something that somebody's thinking about.
Come on now.
See, that's their need. You might have a car, a good car, a nice car. So, amen. And you're saying, well, you know, why is he talking about car? Well, I'll tell you what. You give your new car to somebody that don't have one, I'll stop talking about it. Oh, now you want to shut up. Now you ain't got nothing to say now. Yeah. Uh-huh. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, into your virtue what? Knowledge. So see, you're going to know some things once the essence of the spirit has made a transfer. The woman with the issue of blood, he said, I have perceived. He said, who touched me? He said, because I have perceived that virtue has gone out of me. And when the lady added virtue because virtue healed her from her 12-year issue. There was a 12-year issue and there was a what? 18-year issue. And so the lady, amen, was healed from her 12-year issue. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't you know she learned some things? She got some knowledge from that? She said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be what? Made whole. So what did she learn? Because she knew going in, if she touched the hem of the garment, she may be whole. I'm hoping she learned, I ain't going to let it be 12 years next time. All the stuff that had me, you hear what I'm saying? In a mindset that prevented me, it won't be 12 years. Now, I know his ministry was only 3 years long, but it won't be 12 years next time. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It ain't going to take me 12 years to figure this out next time. It's not going to take me 12 years to get the victory next time. I'm not going to be broke for 12 years no more. I'm not going to be hurt for 12 years no more. I'm not going to be sick for 12 years no more. I'm not going to be lonely for 12 years no more. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm not going to be depressed. I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm not going to be defeated. I'm not going to be disappointed. I'm not going to be any of those things for 12 years no more. I'm going to add knowledge to this virtue. This virtue proved to me, come on, something that I learned from, that I'm going to do things differently going forward. I'm going to add knowledge to my virtue. I ain't going to just get healed and then do the same dumb things all over again. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Jesus said, go. He healed somebody, right? He delivered somebody because they were about to kill that woman. He said, go and what? Sin no more. So it took virtue, the virtue of wisdom. Oh my. It took the virtue of wisdom for Jesus to say something that the rock throwers, the stone nurse, amen, left. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And he said, go and what? Learn from this. They have no right to judge you, and you have no right to sin. Are y'all hearing me, somebody? Both of them is true. Don't just stop with one of them. Jesus, he did two things. Don't just stop with one of them. He said, they have no right to judge you. We ain't got no heaven or hell to put nobody in. We have no right to judge anybody. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All we got to do is look at ourselves, and that's something you didn't do right. And since one sin will get you out, all sin, amen, is separation from God. Amen, we have no right to judge anybody, but he does say sin hurts you. Amen, that's how you almost got stoned. And to your virtue knowledge. Come on, verse 6. We're going to finish here. And to knowledge, temperance. So once you know some stuff, watch it, this is so powerful. Once you know some stuff, now you can start having some self-control and you can start tempering your actions and your behavior. Because too many times I looked at a situation and because I didn't know what the answer was, I made a wrong decision. See, sometimes we don't understand temperance. Because I didn't know what the answer was, I made a wrong decision. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In other words, I took myself off the list for a breakthrough. I took myself off the list for a breakthrough because I thought that it wasn't for me. Truth was, I just didn't know the answer. But when I add to the knowledge that I've learned, temperance, which is self-control, right? I got to control these decisions I'm making. Look at your neighbor and say, I got to control these decisions I'm making. Tell them again, say, I got to control these decisions I'm making. Now tell them, say, you got to control these decisions you make. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And to temperance, what? Patience. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not what? Faint. And to patience, godliness. See, godliness is an arrival. Godliness, are you hearing what I'm saying? You arrive at a place. And I'm not saying that you never stop growing, but I'm saying you arrive at a place of godliness. A person who is operating in godliness is a person who patiently controls themselves because they know, I'm going backwards now, because they know that the glory of God is coming to them by faith. Oh, my God. That's real good, y'all. That's real God. Godliness is a person who is patient and they're patiently controlling their actions. Are you hearing me? Because they know. Are you hearing what I mean? They know that the virtue that they receive, that's why we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's why I push you. And sometimes I feel like I think I get on y'all nerves or something about talking about, oh, give me a testimony. Give me a testimony. Tell me something God's done, right? Share it. See, because it is the knowledge of what has happened that affords you the opportunity to make better decisions. Come on, based on what God did for you. But it also helps somebody else. Let somebody learn from your experience and not have to go through all that trouble themselves. Amen. Tell somebody, amen, look, you don't have to go through all those 12 steps. Just take two. Believe God by faith and stand right here and don't move. Tell somebody. And see, they might not believe you when you tell them that. I don't think that. Well, hold on now. Let me give you my testimony. Let me give you proof. See, a testimony is proof that God is and that he is rewarded to them that what? Diligently seek him. Let me give you my proof. That's what you're doing. You're giving proof. It makes somebody's faith blossom and open up. That's how we're helpers one to another. Are you here? And you facilitate or you participate, as the Amplified told us earlier, you participate in the process of creating an environment, come on somebody, where faith can flourish and there can be a blessed people around you. And folks say, I'm so glad to be in this environment. How many times do people say that you know, don't even live in this city, that get on our calls and say, I'm so glad to be in this environment. Amen? I'm so glad, amen, because something is happening in this environment. My life is changing. I'm seeing so many things, amen, manifest and take place, right? Well, you have to continue to have a faith-filled environment. And we have to be people, amen, that walk in that level of godliness because we understand, amen, that God wants us to have the same mind. He wants us to flow in and be benefited by the same spirit. He wants us to demonstrate, come on, through our belief in him, the same power. Come on, somebody. And he wants us to understand, amen, and see manifested that all through same promises revealed by the word of God. So I try to teach you from the promises, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Gospels. Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? Amen. Sometimes it's a corrective word, amen, but it's always a word that says wherever you are, you can come up from there if you ain't where you're supposed to be. It ain't about, hey, judging you this. No. What it is about is you from wherever you are coming up into a place, come on, of walking in the success of the assignment of the kingdom on your life. I'm calling you into purpose. I'm calling you out of whatever it is, amen, that you need to be called out of and calling you into a place so you can live your best life, so you can see the victory that comes through being in the kingdom and walking with God. Come on, amen, so that your body is what it's supposed to be, your mind is what it's supposed to be, your marriage is what it's supposed to be, your job is what it's supposed to be. Come on, your health, your wealth, come on, somebody, is what it's supposed to be. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. And eventually, amen, we realize that the best is in the earth for the kingdom of God to operate in it. Hallelujah, somebody. I got to quit. I'm 8 minutes over. Hallelujah. But same promises, exceeding great and precious promises that are the same. Hallelujah. We add these things to our life that it's talking about, and we see the manifestation of his glory. Amen. God bless you tonight. Did this help anybody tonight? Does it help you? Amen. Thank God. Did it help you out there? Anybody out there, did it help you out there tonight? Amen. I certainly hope so. Amen. We want every meeting that we have to be one to be, amen, a blessing where we get out of the way and God is able to do that which only he can. Amen, somebody.
We are moving in the prophetic. We are moving.
The Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee of the USA.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.